Would you introduce yourselves, please?
Hello, I'm Faith from Pins.
And I'm Lois from Pins.
So I'm going to fill in some blanks. Let's see, Madchester. That's what we're supposed to be cool and call it, Madchester, aren't we? Let's see, lots of comparisons. Oh, we're going to go down that road. The name, because it's short and you liked it. See, we got that out of the way. We're done there. You met in a bar and it all started in a bar. We've gotten that story over with. So now here's what I'd like. I would like each of you to give me 30 seconds of something, and this can be anything. Something you've never been asked, something that is missing, or you can just completely lie.
All I can think about is William Shatner. I'm just a fan of the old Star Trek series, and recently in LA, we went to visit the boulevard with all the handprints, and William Shatner's handprints were there, and I was very excited.
And did you put your handprints on his handprints and then do some like thing, like thinking you were going to disappear and disintegrate, like on the show?
No, I did put my hand in his handprints, but I didn't expect anything further to happen from that point.
Well, everybody knows I love Alex Turner, so maybe that's, you know, from the Arctic Monkeys.
So you and Alex, how would you get along?
I think we'd just be good friends.
So the whole cassette thing. Now, we could get really geeky here, but I've read that really for you it was a budget thing more than anything else, because you can go get a brick of cassettes, you know, pretty inexpensively. They're pretty cheap to duplicate, a lot more than even, you know, obviously pressing vinyl these days has gotten expensive, right?
We wanted to self-release, but we didn't have any money to make records, so the next best thing was cassette, because we did want to have something tangible, not just an MP3.
Girls like us, I saw you. It was right in time for South By, and I was there, and that was the first time that I had a glimpse, and the timing was really good. But how long before that was it out in the UK? Because I know you've lived with it for quite a while, right?
Yeah, I think it came out in October, at the very end of September, the year before.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was a long time.
2013.
So this feels like an ancient record to you at this point.
Yeah, not ancient, but yeah, because we've been sort of writing the new record for a while as well. You know, as soon as we finished recording the first one, we started writing the second one, because we just kind of keep going. And
the new record, I mean, you had a week. I was listening to this on the way on a pretty good sound system in my car, and I'm thinking a week to record, but a week to record as portrayed over and over again is one thing. Taking time and, you know, recording live and all of these things that everybody likes to spend a lot of time talking about. On this second record, producer, tell me some of the things that you did when you were listening to this that you said, okay, are we going to do something different, or are we going to do more of the same?
Well, that the Girls Like Us was like recorded in a really high-end studio.
Yeah.
And then
you have lots of cool analog gear, right?
Yeah, we did it at Parr Street in Liverpool, and it was like huge studio, loads of stuff to use. And then this time we did it a little differently, in the way it's like much more basic, but performance-wise I think is stronger. I think that's what we wanted to achieve.
So you spent more time crafting and less time worrying about it being pristine sounding.
Exactly, yeah.
Which is kind of cool, because in the end, if the performance isn't good, the most beautiful sounding record in the world is shite, right?
Yeah.
And more time experimenting with different instruments, different sounds.
Yeah.
Not so much the recording side. We just let the guys we were working with, we just let them sort of handle that side of it.
Okay, let's get rid of some stuff. We're going to get rid of more stuff in this interview. Number one, can we get rid of genres? Can we get rid of girl groups? Can we get rid of punk? Because, gosh golly jeepers, you didn't form this band and say, let's see, we're going to be girl power, we're going to be punk, we're going to reminisce with girl groups, we're going to be the next Go-Go's.
We definitely didn't set out to like have a specific genre, and I think we try and just write songs that we are already writing or that we want to listen to, and I don't think we're bothered about what genre we are now or what genre we'll become. We just want to do stuff that we like.
But when people ask you about it time and time again, do you just want to polite about it? You just want to say,
we would just say garage rock, because it's the easiest.
Garage rock's great.
It's just because most people don't really care, and they're just saying like, what kind of music is it? And if you say rock or garage, they understand you play guitars, and that's pretty much it.
I'm a huge fan of wiggling Jell-O. That's my way of getting into the new... Yes. Just that moment right there was enough for me. But what you've gotten so far is a real sense of fun in the pictures that go with the music. Do you think about telling stories, or do you think about it just being really fun, nifty, interesting visuals to keep people paying attention?
That one was directed by our friend Amy Watson, so we can't take any credit for that vision. She had that.
So did you just hear the song and did she come to you with a storyboard?
We just got talking. She's made a video previously for us, and we said, we've got this song. Do you think you'd like to work on it with us? And she came up with that idea, and we said, that sounds great. Let's do it.
Simple as that. But when, as you're moving forward, do you think about the pictures a lot? Because I know you're very involved. You're pretty much self-powered on everything you do. You know, your visuals, and you know that's a hard thing to give up control of, isn't it?
Well, we kind of enjoy working with other people as well now. But usually, people who sort of like what they're already doing, and we think it'll work well with us, and that we can sort of work together. I think we do come up with our own ideas, but it's just because it's loads of fun. And it's like, we've thought of it, let's try it, see if it works. But it's also really, really great getting to work with someone who's like got the skills to do it really well, like Amy. So you can sort of talk about all the ideas, throw them in, and then she makes sure it looks really good and it all comes together.
It seems like, you know, and tell me if I'm right or wrong here, that you don't really care whether you have 5 billion Facebook likes, right? You're kind of, because you don't. And it doesn't seem to matter because people seem to show up no matter what. So do you have a sense of kind of place of where you are? And do you, as you're hanging out and taking these long drives, do you talk about any of this? And do you have a sense?
No, we tend to talk about like our things that we aspire to do, but not in a sense of how many likes we're going to get on a Facebook page. The current one is we want to make clothes, like handmade clothes. It's just an idea at the moment, but yeah, that's what we want to do. We want to make our own merchandise and do a little range.
This is what I mean, like those ideas that like you sort of think of something like, oh, that'd be great to do, and then it's just like, go and do it, and then it'll be great.
Do you see any correlation between how, quote, big you can get and the ability to continue to do it the way you want to do it?
I think we're really lucky with the people, like the label we work with, Belly Union, are really open to us doing whatever we want to do and really supportive. And the correlation is that, basically, that we go to them with crazy ideas and they're like, yeah, sure, sounds fun.
How long ago did everybody give up their day jobs?
Well, we still kind of work on and off when we...
What do you do?
I'm a photographer.
But what do you shoot? Do you shoot rock and roll?
No, well, I like to do that in my spare time, but it's fashion.
Well, I was going to say that I'm an artist and a project manager, but I had to quit my job to come to America about 3 weeks ago, so that's when I quit mine.
I'm going to hand you each the microphone, and I want you to interview each other and ask each other a question you've always wanted to ask in an interview.
Have I ever brought a song to you and you've disliked it but had to say that you liked it?
No, because usually if I don't like it, I just say straight away.
Okay, that's good. That's good to know.
That's a good question though. But as well, just on that question, Faith, good question. It's like if I hear it and I'm like not sure, we always play it anyway and see how it goes, and then sometimes they're good. Because it depends on like the mood that you're in when you listen to a song as well.
So in terms of blocking through all of the stuff moving forward, when you're in the van, you have all this time, what do you talk about?
Oh, well, everything. We'd just talk about our future plans. Today we're talking about like the artwork, trying to think of an album title, just everything. And if we're not doing that, then we'll just play the alphabet game.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich, and it's two of your songs as the bread, and then songs by other bands in between.